During the longest night of the year, blood clung to my forehead and my baby died. Finally, he had whimpered in his final moments and Na Lamle had caressed his cheek. How lovely, I had thought, that this would be his final memory. She lay just beside him, the child between us, and her head resting next to mine. Na Lamle's eyes shimmered as she assured me it would not be much longer now. "God willing," she whispered, because all our mothers were sleeping on the other side of the room. But Na Lamle's voice would have given out at any moment anyway. Together, we had cried and prayed at my baby's side the last 3 nights. I could barely hear her, and I understood her even less. While she caressed him, she had stared at me as if surprised by my confusion. Though the words, "How would you know?" never left my lips. In an already unbearable situation, this moment was particularly absurd. Na Lamle always knew. But in that moment, it was quite literally a matter of my own flesh and blood. I did not want to seem clueless to her. To distract myself, I scratched my forehead. I scratched and forgot I had blood under my nails. The few candles Na Lamle had gathered and placed before the doorway flickered. "It was this way with Kofi too," she breathed softly, as if she did not wish to disturb my son while he was dying. Shame on me. This was not so long ago, the ensuing silence resulting from my shame and her sympathy accompanied us through the final tortured breaths. The candles wept. Outside, Na Lamle had prepared a tiny pad of palm leaves to lay him out in the moonlit courtyard. She spread a white cloth over it. There would be no grave. The boy did not even have a name. He was only 5 days old. And yet, he had still tarried longer than my first child. Also a boy. He had opened his eyes immediately after birth, looked around, and evidently not liked what he had seen. That little one had left us before I could even take him in my arms. Na Lamle squeezed my hand once, briefly, then shifted to her knees and stood. I wanted to as well, but with great effort, I only managed to make it halfway, a squat. It was about time to carry out his body. I remained on the floor. She bent over one of the flames. I remained on the floor. She blew one candle out, then the next, and then another. Finally, she lifted the baby's body and carried him from our room. I remained on the floor. The darkness comforted me. Through the open doorway, I watched how Na Lamle weighed my baby in her arms. How she lay his body gently down onto the palm leaves. How she adjusted his head lovingly, pressing his lips together. How she blinked her tears away. I leaned back against the wall, closed my own eyes, and dozed off.